The Drawing of the Sword, Part 2. Leaving their horses outside, the two knights and Arthur entered the church and walked into the choir. There, upon a holy book, Sir Ector bade Sir Kay swear how he came by the sword.
My brother Arthur gave it to me, said Sir Kay.
How did you come by it? Asked Sir Ector, turning to Arthur. Arthur described the manner in which he had drawn it from the stone.
Were any knights present when you did this? Asked Sir Ector.
None, replied Arthur.
By drawing that sword, said Sir Kay, you have proved yourself to be the rightful king of this land, for, the sword being enchanted, no other man could have drawn it. Put the sword back again into the stone, and we will see you draw it forth.
Arthur pulled it out as easily as if it had been in its sheath.
Arthur, said Sir Ector, you are not my son, although I have brought you up as if you were. You were brought to me when a baby by Merlin himself, who promised that when the time came I should know from whom you sprang. You must be the son of Uther Pendragon, for no one else could have drawn that sword.
Arthur was grieved to hear that Sir Ector was not his father.
If I am king, he said, ask what you will, and it shall be given you. I owe more to you and my lady than to anyone in the world, for you have loved me and treated me as a son.
Sir, replied Sir Ector, I ask only that you should make your foster brother, Sir Kay, seneschal of all your lands.
That I will do, answered Arthur, and while he and I live, no other shall fill that office.
Sir Ector then bade them come with him and seek the archbishop to tell him what had happened. Arthur had left the sword standing in the stone, and on Twelfth Day it was arranged that the knights and barons should again try to draw the sword. None could draw it, and when the barons saw Arthur do what no one else could do, they vowed that they would never allow him to be king, a boy whose blood was no better than their own.
It was agreed to repeat the test at Candlemas.